Okay, grain inspectors. There was four grain inspectors on my pay route. One gentleman, Tommy Gibson, became the head inspector. And he just started off from the very beginning and went right to the top. One man, Mr. Henderson, he lived next door to the Orrs. Son, that son became a doctor. In the Orr house, Louis Roberts moved in there. He was a grain trimmer. I worked with his kids. Right, the same darn house. Railroaders. There was one man, Monty Plater, came from Wales. Him and Tony DePiro lived across the back lane. They ran at the hump. You know what the hump was? The hump was an elevated piece of ground at the foot of Tarbert Street on the railway tracks where they shunted up the trains and the cars were distributed. Each track was for a different elevator, and that's how, or they were lined up by grade or by the elevator. Now that hump is gone, but they worked on there. On my route was Stuart Nesbitt, a CPR policeman, who told me that my name appeared in the book for trespassing more than anybody, because we used to get caught by the CPR police. And of sailors, there was Doug Hay, Marvin McGinnis, and Russ Smallin. They were all on my route, and they all sailed. And near the elevator were other people that chummed around with their kids. Mr. Cuff was a millwright. And Poulet, Bobby Stewart, was the head trimmer. I got to work with him. Also on my route lived Jack Snyder. He wrote a column, a weekly column in the newspaper about happenings on the ships. And it was in his house that I first saw television. And I have some of his articles, and he wrote a few stories about me and stuff like that.